Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim has the remarkable ability to focus on what matters now and what's coming next.
You know, that 2,000 hours of the radio is 100,000 minutes of talking, and you've used them all well. Congratulations, and again, happy anniversary.
Welcome back to 7 till the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. In the third decade of the 21st century, now in our 24th year, I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. Michelle Seiler Tucker is here. Michelle is the founder and the CEO of Seiler Tucker Incorporated, which is a company helping companies like yours grow their businesses and then exit them with some coupons to clip. Right, Michelle?
I don't know about the coupons to clip, but yes.
Work with me, Michelle. I'm trying hard here. SeilerTucker.com is the website. ExitRichBook.com. The book is called Exit Rich. Check that out. Michelle, let's talk about how the post-pandemic economy, which we are entering now, where we are exiting mid-pandemic. We're in the transition now into the post-pandemic economy. I'm looking forward to it just being the economy again, but that's where we are. How is this last year and the disruptions that we've had and that we're going to continue to have for a while, how has that impacted the divesting of businesses and the acquisition too?
So it really depends upon the industry. I mean, there are industries that were dying before the pandemic that are now thriving. We actually have more buyers right now than we've ever had before. There's more buyers for good businesses than there are good businesses to buy.
Is part of the reason because there's so much cash? I mean, the world is awash in cash right now.
There is a tremendous amount of cash, especially between the private equity groups, you know, the small funds, the family fund offices, some strategics and competitors. So this is really a buyer's market right now. If your business is over a million in EBITDA, you know, it's all about the EBITDA. Mm-hmm. For businesses that are over a million in EBITDA, there's no shortage of buyers.
But earnings before interest and taxes, folks.
Earnings before interest, taxes, depreciation, amortization.
EBITDA, whatever that number is, if it's over a million, you've got a sellable business. But, of course, you also got to be able to sustain – the new buyers have to be able to sustain that, right? There's got to be, as you talked about earlier, the six Ps.
Yeah, so buyer has to be able to sustain that. I mean, they're not going to buy the business if it's not sustainable, if it's not scalable.
Right.
So that's why it's so important to build a business on the six Ps, first P being people, second P being product.
I want to ask you a question, though. In last May, I predicted that there would be more baby boomer businesses for sale going forward than there would have been, because last January, a lot of baby boomer, senior baby boomer business owners were saying, hey, this is fun. I might just do this for two or three more years. And now they're saying, I don't know that I want to reinvent my company after the pandemic. I may be ready to toss the keys. I'm predicting there's going to be more of those now because of the pandemic than there would have been otherwise. What do you think?
I think baby boomers are looking at their business going, I don't know if I can do this anymore. I don't know if I can deal with employees anymore. I don't know if I want to deal with the freaking minimum wage going up to $15 an hour.
Right.
You know, but the problem with these baby boomers is a lot of their businesses are not sellable.
They didn't
because they stopped doing what I call AIM. AIM is always innovate and market. And I don't know if you know this, but when I wrote my very first book in 2013 called Sell Your Business for What It's Worth, I did the research and learned that 95% of all startups will go out of business. However, when I wrote Exit Rich in 2019-2020, I learned that the business landscape has flip-flopped before the pandemic. Only 30% of startups are going out of business. However, out of 27.6 million companies, those companies have been in business 10 years or longer, 70% of those businesses are going out of business. 70%.
Wow.
So these businesses are dropping like flies way before COVID, and the reason for that is because business owners keep doing things the way they've always done them. You're either growing or dying.
If you're not innovating, you're going to be a blockbuster. It's also because they're not doing digital transformation.
If you're not innovating, you're going to be a blockbuster. What's that?
They're not doing digital transformation, probably part of it, isn't it?
They're not doing digital transformation. They're not asked. Look, a lot of times the clients are aging out. So if you've been in business for 40 years and you haven't went after Generation X or millennials to buy your products and services, you're going to be going out of business. You know, you have to constantly innovate and you have to constantly ask your clients, what do you need? What do you want?
Michelle,
how can I make it easier for you to do business with us?
I got to wrap it up. Good job today. Thank you for being here. Good information. Will you come back?
Absolutely. I would love to come back. Go to extrovertsbook.com, everybody. I would love
to come back. Michelle Seiler-Tucker, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blessingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.